Yesterday, it was Costco. Today, Target. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 3rd day of April. Thanks for being here. Midwest grocery store chain Hy-Vee is adding new precautions to their 265 stores. Also, new news today about Hobby Lobby. A load of caution in Vermont for retail and what is not essential. Airlines, refunds, or vouchers? We've got an update on mortgage relief, and that's not so good. 3M pushes back against President Trump. We'll check the market report and what happened today on Wall Street. Oh, how about that cannabis stock? You know, the stock that was so hot? Those stories and more are just ahead.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, yesterday we told you about Costco, and they were limiting shoppers at their warehouse stores. Today, Minneapolis-based Target said in a news release that beginning tomorrow, April 4th, it will, quote, actively monitor when needed and meter guest traffic in its nearly 1,900 stores nationwide to promote social distancing, end quote. Target said that occupancy limits will vary by store and based on specific locations' square footage to enhance the average space per person and reduce the possibility of congestion. If a store needs to limit shoppers, there's going to be a designated waiting area outside with social distancing markers. The retailer also announced it will soon provide staff in stores and distribution centers with disposable face masks and gloves at the beginning of every shift, which employees will be encouraged to wear while working. Masks and gloves will also be provided to Target's Ship It shoppers as they enter stores. In a related development, Midwest grocery store chain Hy-Vee, with over 265 stores, is in the process of putting arrows and directional signs in their stores to limit people passing each other in the aisles. The signage is going to be directing customers to utilize aisles in a way that prevents them from passing each other, all in an effort to maintain 6 feet of social distancing throughout the store. Also effective on Monday, April 6th, customers shopping at all Hy-Vee locations will be strongly encouraged to follow a one-person-per-cart rule to avoid multiple family members from accompanying a customer on shopping visits. Hy-Vee is asking that customers try to designate one person per family to visit the store during each visit and to avoid shopping in large groups, all in an effort to limit the number of people in stores at any given time. Well, earlier this week, we reported that Hobby Lobby had been quietly reopening stores that had been closed, only to have them closed once again, sometimes by the local police department. Now, today, we learned the company is closing all of their retail stores and furloughing their employees without pay. In a statement posted on the company website this afternoon, Hobby Lobby announced it will furlough, quote, nearly all store employees without pay and is ending emergency leave pay and suspending use of company-provided paid time off, benefits, and vacation, end quote. According to three employees, each speaking on the condition of anonymity for fear of retribution, managers at their stores called teams into a meeting to deliver the news this afternoon. Here's what they said. A Hobby Lobby employee in Indiana said, quote, the line our manager gave us was, the employees got what the employees wanted, the stores are closed. The employee then asked this question. My question was, did God tell them they needed to close the stores and not pay us? End quote. Meanwhile, in Vermont, large retailers like Target, Walmart, and Costco are now required to limit the sales of non-essential items. Retailers are being asked to promote online ordering, delivery, and curbside pickup to customers. On its website, the consumer electronics brand Best Buy is offering contactless curbside pickup and deliveries. So what is considered non-essential in Vermont? Well, according to a news release from the Vermont Agency of Commerce and Community Development, large retailers must cease in-person sales of items that include, but are not limited to, are you ready for this list? Arts and craft items, beauty supplies, carpet and flooring, clothing, consumer electronics, entertainment items like books, music, and movies, furniture, home and garden, jewelry, paint, photo services, sports equipment, and toys. The Vermont press release says that access to aisles or sections of the store that contain those items will be restricted. Retailers that sell essential goods like food, beverages, and medicine are still allowing in-person sales of those items. The Department of Transportation today said that airlines must give customers refunds when flights are canceled or significantly delayed due to the pandemic. The agency says it's received an increasing number of complaints from airline customers who said that they were denied refunds for canceled or significantly delayed flights and instead given vouchers to use for travel at a later date. Airlines have axed thousands of flights and are continuing to cancel planned flights throughout the summer after the virus and measures to stop it from spreading, such as stay-at-home orders, devastated the travel demand. Well, today is the day when small businesses could request relief from the national banks. In the first hour of the program, Bank of America received about 10,000 applications for federally backed small business loans. The second largest U.S. bank by assets became the first major bank to accept applications for the massive Small Business Rescue Program approved by Congress just last week. Meanwhile, in another related development, struggling homeowners are flooding their mortgage companies with requests for help as the coronavirus pandemic wrecks the economy. Many are having a hard time, though, of getting it. Homeowners report they're waiting hours on the phone just to reach a real person, and when they do, some are told that getting an answer could take weeks. That's a troublesome timeline for the many borrowers whose mortgage payments are due in the first half of this month. The $2 trillion stimulus package is supposed to make it easier for homeowners to suspend their monthly payments and temper a potential foreclosure crisis. The difficulty in doing so threatens to squeeze Americans further, just as the pandemic puts millions of people out of work. 3M Company is pushing back against a request from the Trump administration to halt exports of protective face masks, saying the move would cut off critical supplies for neighboring countries and raise significant humanitarian concerns. Today, the manufacturer said that it was asked by the White House to stop sending U.S.-made masks and respirators elsewhere in North America in favor of boosting domestic supplies. 3M currently produces 35 million masks a month from a pair of U.S. factories, which serve customers across North America. In a statement, the company said there would be significant humanitarian implications of ceasing respirator supplies to healthcare workers in Canada and Latin America. Halting exports could also generate retaliations from other countries, potentially reducing the overall number of masks available in the United States. The comments come a day after President Donald Trump attacked 3M over face mask supplies and issued an order under the Defense Production Act to speed output of ventilators and respirators for coronavirus patients. Trump tweeted Thursday evening that the company would, quote, have a big price to pay, end quote, for its handling of the masks without specifying the problem. Well, stocks closed lower today to end another volatile week of trading, pressured by a spike in coronavirus-related deaths in New York while traders assessed a dismal monthly jobs report. The Dow ended down 360 points, or 1.7%, to close at 21,052, while the S&P 500 shed 38 points to close at 2488, and the NASDAQ pulled back 1.5%, or 114 points, ending the week at 7373. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said deaths in the state rose by 562 in 24 hours to more than 2,900 for the biggest increase to date. Cuomo added the curve of confirmed cases continues to go up, noting there are now over 100,000 cases in the state. There have been more than 261,000 confirmed infections in the United States and more than 6,600 deaths from COVID-19. All of that according to data from the Johns Hopkins University. Globally, more than 1 million cases have been confirmed. And finally, there is this. Remember the hot market of cannabis stocks? I mean, last year it was all the rage. And it looked like, that sector was going to roar back into life at the start of this year. But long before the coronavirus began sweeping the world, Aurora Cannabis and its peers were feeling the selling pressure. Aurora stock now trades for less than a buck a share, causing investors to wonder what's next. Now, while the stock may rebound at some point, the company valuation has plummeted and the pandemic has not helped. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of the Business News Headlines. For all of us associated with this, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Headlines is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a good day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.